Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Progressive Britain podcast. This is the review show for episode 23 with Luciana Berger and Joanne Harding on mental health. I'm Progress Deputy Editor Connor Pope, and I'm with Progress Director Richard Angel to look through some of the reactions to this week's show. So Richard, you weren't on this week's show. What did you make of Luciana and Joe and what they had to say?
I thought it was really interesting. It was a sobering podcast, I think it's fair to say, and I thought, I mean, Luciana's been campaigning relentlessly on this, and in Joanne Harding, we have somebody who works in this sector and does it day in and day out, and she was saying a very personal experience for her about trying to advocate for one of her friends in the system and how tough she found it, and she knows the sector better than you and I could ever possibly ever want to know about it, and that just shows the kind of scale, I suppose, of the problem that we have. I thought it was interesting the kind of distance traveled we've come on it. Luciana was kind of indicating the politicians who will talk about it, how much this is an issue that has kind of broken out and that people are prepared to engage with, but then how far we've still got to go, having to disclose to employers what that might mean, what reasonable adjustments they might be able to put in place, how they can manage these things, the stigma that still goes with it. But then, of course, for both Joanne Harding and for Luciana Berger, the reality of the services that are being provided right now, how they're crumbling, how they are being starved of resources and therefore not able to provide what we need is just so acute, I think, for people out there.
The way that we talk about it, certainly, I think, is a really interesting point, because obviously I, like so many people, know lots of people who have various mental health issues or, you know, have suffered from them in the past. But while it is clear that society has come a really long way in how we talk about it and that people are willing to open up about it so much, I certainly find it a difficult thing to understand how to approach and what might be the wrong or right thing to say. So it was actually really interesting to be in the middle of a discussion with people who were really on top of the topic and who were able to express that so well. And it really helped me get a much better understanding of a lot of the elements of it. But like so many things, so much of it seems to come down to inequality in early years, and so much that could be solved through better investment in early years, which I found a really interesting point that keeps reappearing when we do the podcast on various stuff.
Well, it does. And Luciana had a stark fact, which I think we should replay on this podcast.
This is a massive social justice issue. You know, a child of 11 from the most deprived background will be three to four times more likely to experience mental health than a child from the most affluent background.
You know, Luciana's facts about how inequality hits this is a kind of sobering reminder of just how it's such a social justice issue and something that we have to grapple with. And I think you're right, Connor, that, you know, many of the themes of these podcasts comes down to the fact that inequality is rampant in our society and is being aided and abetted by a combination of Tory mismanagement of the economy, Tories actively pursuing the kind of vicious austerity that they are doing, and the fact that Brexit is going in all the wrong directions and seems to be helping all the wrong people. The Brexit that many people thought they were voting for, of kind of taking back control, doesn't really find itself many advocates in Parliament. The people who are in Parliament are the kind of go globalists who want these kind of free trade deals, chlorinated chicken, the opportunity for American business people to come and sue our NHS and trade deals with the emerging markets that would just lead to opening up more visas, which I don't personally see as a bad thing, but I don't think is what lots of the people who vote for Brexit will. So inequality, I think, is going to be one of those issues that continues. And until we get a handle on that, we're not going to get there. And the current leaders of the Labour Party have a lot of things to say about inequality, but actually, if you applied their policies, they wouldn't deal with inequality, tuition fees being the most pressing example on that. But we've got to come up with the answers. But sadly, the terrain that we work in is getting worse every week. Labour had a vote this week on free school meals and who that be included in that in this country. And of course, it's going back all the time. Every day there's a Tory government.
And we had some positive feedback to this week's show. I think you had a good message sent, didn't you?
I had a really lovely message from a young woman who said to me, just wanted to drop you a message to say how much I've been loving the podcast, particularly this week. Progress is making politics accessible to so many people. I've always struggled to fully engage in discussions because I don't have a vast political knowledge, but I think what you're doing is really fantastic. I've now joined Progress to support your great work, which I thought was a really nice thing. So we were talking about an issue that she clearly cared about in a way that she was clearly found accessible, and hopefully she'll rate, review and share this show, which is what all of you listeners could do. But I think really nice that she joined Progress.
Yeah, there was a review on iTunes that particularly caught my eye this week. It was from JUK Chelsea, who said that they've been a listener for months and while they don't always agree, appreciate the way that the ideas are debated in a progressive way, and so has decided to join Progress. They loved the debate on ID / secure / entitlement cards, and said other countries have it. I don't understand the grief around it, as it addresses issues of rights and responsibilities that are so prevalent around particularly Brexit at the moment.
I think this is part of the problem about politics. People think you have to have a line and stick to it. Like, the thing about Progress politics is we don't exist to propagate a position, but to have a debate about how we get to our progressive aims. And once we've had the debate, we can conclude that therefore is stuff that we've done, we go about making happen. And we're not going to all win all the time. You and I don't agree on everything all of the time, but we come from the same political tradition in the Labour Party. I think that's what's exciting about it. You know, Progress at its best from my time of involvement was a time when we were in government where people could come together and you could kind of dissent about what the government was doing without being disloyal. And that's actually where I want our politics to be. We should be able to say, we all want the same things from this world. Let's be open about how we get there and test that if we were to implement the ideas we come up with, do they meet our great challenges of tackling inequality and creating social mobility? And no person has got a monopoly on that. So you don't have to agree with everything on this podcast, in the magazine, on the website, but we have to be open to good ideas, thoughtful people, debate, discussion. And that's what we'll be doing this weekend at the Progress Political Weekend. And I think where we're recording the podcast live, I think people will really enjoy Tuesday's edition.
Well, JUK, thank you for joining. Do send your name and address to office@progressonline.org.uk and we'll make sure that we get a mug in the post to you just as soon as we can.
So every week, Connor asks a pub quiz question. What was your question this week, Connor?
So my question this week was relating to Shakespeare Week, which is the annual week once a year when to try and get primary school children involved and interested in Shakespeare. I thought it was a good way to jump off from. So I asked, which two American presidents visited Shakespeare's home together in Stratford-upon-Avon?
And go on, tell us the answer.
Well, so Nick Rain emailed in. I knew someone would get this, even though it was really quite obscure.
Quite niche.
But people just have an incredible obsession with US politics. And so I think as soon as you mention any American politics, people are chomping at the bit. He emailed in saying US presidents John Adams and Thomas Jefferson visited Shakespeare's grave in Stratford together. John Adams was apparently disappointed that Shakespeare's name wasn't even on his own gravestone.
Wow. Interesting.
Well, Nick, you're absolutely right. He's already included his address in the email. He knew he was right. I love that confidence.
That confidence. I'm getting that mug. I want my Progress mug.
We will send out a mug to you just as soon as we have some to send out. We're still waiting on the next batch in. If anyone else has any good Shakespeare-related stories, I personally would love to hear them. So do send them in to office@progressonline.org.uk as normal. I'm sure there are loads of Shakespeare politics crossovers over the past 500 years, or even better, put it in an iTunes review.
He was the James Graham of his day, wasn't he, that Shakespeare?
Yeah.
He was the kind of, he had a nice political show and he knew how to get it to the audience.
Remember to send in any comments and questions that you have. Leave a review, rate and subscribe on iTunes, and Progressive Britain will be back on Tuesday next week with a special live show. If you get your questions in before Sunday, we can even ask them on the live show. That would be brilliant. Please do send them along.
What's the live show on?
The live show is on automation, whether progressives should embrace the fourth industrial revolution.
And we've got Having the Battle is...
is Alison McGovern, the regular. She's pro being positive about automation. And Wes Streeting, who, you know, is a complete Luddite.
No, the MP for Ilford North.
Wes Streeting is putting the other case that there are a lot of jobs possibly at risk if we rush into things like this. So I'm really excited. We're going to have a live audience putting their own questions in. We'll try and have a bit of fun as well. But that'll be Sunday morning. We're recording and going out as normal on Tuesday. But thank you for listening. So don't forget to subscribe so that you get that on your phone Tuesday morning. You've been listening to the Progressive Britain podcast with Connor Pope and Richard Angel. The music is When in the West by Blue Dot Sessions, licensed under Creative Commons, and this episode was produced by Carolyn Crampton.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.